Welcome to the Mindset Makeover. During this unique show, hosts Lisa Berry and Michelle Carter accompany you on a journey of mindful thinking, true feeling, and clearing mind chatter, all to align you with deep answers and multiple possibilities that help you move forward and live in the now. You become present, clear, and unstuck, and able to live fully led by your heart. Michelle and Lisa invite you to listen and feel this transformation through vibration of word, sound, and song. Open up to what's possible and experience a shift.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Mindset Makeover, What's Possible, the show that shifts. I'm Lisa Berry.
And I'm Michelle Carter. Hello.
Michelle, there you are.
Hello. Could you hear me? I'm very excited today.
Yes, I know. Doesn't it? It just, it's in the air. It's, well, I can say it's in the air.
Yep, I'm pretty excited.
Well, and why are you excited today? Because it's part two or no?
I did, but I don't know why. I woke up and felt, I don't know, just very excited to do the show today. And I think from listening so much to the money meditation from last week, and then now this week, I just feel a lot of abundance has happened. I'm really happy.
It is a much, I was thinking of the title, because everybody, just so everybody listening knows, it's a surprise. We kept this under wraps, but we were going to let everybody know, but it's a super surprise. That today is part two of last week's money talk, because last week we had such the vibration was intense, right, Michelle? Like, not only did you and I, we were buzzing from it, but people around us were really talking about this whole money mindset and what was going on. And, you know, we were thinking there's so much happened in the past week, let alone what was going on even during that call, that we decided we need to extend it. So today is part two of last week. So if anybody missed our last week's show, please, after the show, because we're going to make it all work for you anyways, listen to last week's show. And you can check it out on the site, 432shift.com. And then we have our link to the site there as well. And today, though, Michelle, the word mindset, it really is a consciousness level about money and abundance and everything like that. So, because you said you've been listening, like, I do believe that. I believe that because we've been listening to the word so much and really having a mindset makeover, because we all need to be recalibrated. We get off track a little bit through the bumps and rattles of life, and we go, you know what? We need to just be reset, mindset makeover. And you have received so much abundance in the past week as well as I have. But yes, tell us a little bit about your abundance and feelings of abundance, and tell us about your rug. I know that sounds crazy, but
the rug. This is so funny, though. But okay, you know how everything, I mean, we really do believe that everything happens for a reason. And so all our listeners know, and those who are new to the show, my little cat, Scott, was not doing well. So he was in the hospital a couple weeks ago. And then when he got back, he had like this recovery time. Point is, he got a little sick all over the apartment. And then I realized but I saw a good sign to this. I was like, hey, he just wants to redecorate. So one of the carpets, I was like, well, thank you, Scott. I was like, we can't use this carpet anymore. So ordered a new carpet, and it's absolutely phenomenal. And then we had an issue with the duvet, but he didn't like the old duvet. So now we have a new duvet. And then our vacuum keeps deciding to spit stuff out. So got a new vacuum. We also, as soon as he returned from the hospital, we got a new car the next day. And it's kind of been quite an abundant week, but it came out of something that was so terrifying. And some people can see that very negative, like, but you know, he's not sick anymore. And that's the real positive sign. And I think that's his way of being, you know, I really want some new stuff.
He
and
wants
this
to celebrate
is gonna make
life.
You get new. He's like, and now he's purring louder than ever, but now we have a fully, it's been a very, very, it really has been an abundant week. And it's also just been a very happy week. And the weird part was the week before, like, this kind of shows how quickly a shift can happen, because the week before was kind of awful. Like, it was really scary. And, you know, for a minute we thought we even might lose him. And it was heavy and it was sad. And there was a lot of things going on. It wasn't even just that, but there was a lot of stuff. And then flip side, just a couple days, and then an amazing abundant week. So it's just, I think it's important to remember that. Like,
your abundance actually came not just because you went, oh, I have money in the bank, I'm going to go find it. You didn't. It wasn't like
no,
that.
No,
like,
it had nothing to really do with that.
It was like you went, nobody would have known that you could just, you know, go out and get all these things were all gifts. They're like, not gifts, but you know what I mean? Like, they're incredible deals and sales that just showed up at the right time.
Yeah, like,
and they were insane
deals. Like the rug thing, Lisa's heard so much about this rug. So now I'll share it with everybody else. The rug thing, because I was, and it wasn't that destroyed, but I'm a little bit crazy because I work at home. So my environment really matters to me. And having a rug that has stains on it, even if you can't see the stains, if I know they're there, it will make me nuts. And luckily I have a husband that's very supportive of this and understands that I'm insane, but still, it's my environment that makes me nuts. But anyway, the one day I was like, you know what? I'm just going to go look online. And I found a perfect rug, and it was that one day only. They had a 70% off sale and then free shipping for a 13-foot rug. Like, we couldn't, even if had we bought it in town, we wouldn't have been able to pick it up because our car wouldn't carry a 13-foot rug. Like, it was all sort of little things like that, like just kind of magical things. It was like, and when I looked at it, it's like 5 more hours for this sale. And it was like a legit 5 hours, because then I looked later and the sale was done. And then the rug was 70% higher.
That's pretty exciting. And that's where you have to think about. You actually had to ask the question before looking online. You had to ask the question, what's possible? Let me just look.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the beauty of an abundant, that's the mindset shift. That's when we're talking about money. When we are in the vibration of nothing's possible, I don't deserve it, I don't have it, I won't get it, I won't find it, nobody will give it to me. All of those statements right there, whew, I have to like let that go. I just I felt it all go to my body. But
yeah, it's so, like, I don't want to hear that. No.
But it's always that question, like, what's possible? Let's just look at some options. Like, I'm not, if you stay open to it and you do not close yourself off of anything, abundance is literally 5 hours away, you know, on the show, mm-hmm. 5 hours left. And so this is when free shipping.
But it's stuff like that. And like Lisa also knows how excited I get about free shipping. I might as well have won the lottery about free shipping. It's ridiculous. Every time something shows up at my door, I'm like, oh, like I love Amazon Prime just because 2 days free shipping. And I live in a very populated area with tons of stores and I rather order online, which is hilarious. But anyway, it's very exciting.
Which makes total sense because parking's it. And on the shipping note, I wanted to show everybody, I got really excited because the thing I feel the most abundant in my choices that I get to eat. So I was able to order this incredible supplement that I was just so excited about. And I had to pay a fortune in shipping, although it almost like it off.
You really did.
I really did. It's like gold. So, and the whole thing about, so back to the mindset of things, it's so important. Just, I know things can be tricky and difficult, and we're highlighting this moment that Michelle just went through. Days before, it was very scary. It was very sudden. It was a surprise. It was an emergency, and it was a big bill, too. It was all these things. You could have lost somebody's life that you loved so much, and then turned right around. So we're not saying, oh, yay, it's a tragedy. Look forward to the goodness. We're saying, if you can know that there's a mindset shift around the corner, if we can stay open to it, we do. When we do go to the commercial, when we come back, Michelle and I, based on just this last week, we wrote what I think is an incredible, actually, it's just very helpful.
I love it.
Helpful. I know. I really feel that all of the listeners came to me. They all said, you know what, this is my vibration. Oh, this is my vibration. How can you help us? And when we went, we're going field because we were intuitively just downloading the words into my heart, into my soul, into my mind. And out came some very, very strong, powerful statements that could help with that shift. And then Michelle, you put it to some beautiful music. And when you guys hear this, we're going to say the words as well, but really to absorb it, because that will help you out of a lower vibration, like a negative shift about money. Because there's so many different vibes about money. As we now have real experience.
Well, it's so important to remember. I love what you said, too. Okay, with the drama with Scott's health and everything, my cat's name is Scott, I was actually and it was a big bill, as anyone that has any type of loved ones that end up needing care, it's quite often a bill, especially animals and, I mean, people too, yeah. And so anyway, I really decided at that time, like, we were so happy that he was alive, and I was so grateful that we had the means to cover that bill. Like, instead of being like, oh, I have to spend all this money and da-da-da-da-da. And there's been lots of times in my life where, you know, that may have been a bigger challenge than it was. So I was really, really grateful to be like, oh, this is so wonderful. And I think even that gratitude for that helped even more abundance. Like, everything really, really is our mindset of the situation, even when it's really, really difficult. And but we can shift ourselves. Like, I'm just blown away what's happened in a span of a week, and especially the transformation mentally and physically.
It is. I know. I used to, and just on the cat note, years ago, my husband and I, we used to rescue cats, and there's always a bill, always something going on, because, you know, these are animals that are don't have the care when they're going around. And with all the loving people around, just like Home Times has for humanity and healing, it's just that people donate, people help, people are there to support you, and you never know where it's going to come from. And I know we're kicking this entire first segment off with a lot of, which are, of course we would, lots of positivity. We do understand that you can be in any situation and be a, it was funny, my dad just, I was out with my dad yesterday for a really fun event, and it was funny because he brought up something about when there was a time in his career when he was let go from a company, he'd been with for 17 years, and he could have looked very well. I mean, he's a, you know, middle-aged now, and children and family to support, but he looked at it like, you know what, this is an opportunity to pursue something that perhaps he wouldn't have before. Like, he was being forced into it, in other words. So there's so many, you take that moment to go, this is not a situation I have planned for, and it doesn't feel good right now. However, let me keep my faith, let me keep my certainty, and let's imagine what's possible. And we do believe that when we come back, we have a song for you with intention and vibration that will help us move out of that and into the positive and goodness and abundance.
The best of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM. As difficult as it is to believe, there are places in Africa where human traffickers sell albino children and their body parts for use in magic rituals. Humanity Healing International is actively working in Uganda to change this paradigm. The Albino Rescue Project finds albino children who are at risk and places them in safe schools and environments where they can learn and grow free from fear. To learn more or to sponsor a child, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
No, I don't have time for coaching. When I get into the car, I just want to hear music and drown out my problems. I don't want to talk about it. What? I've never heard of coaching music before. What do you mean coachable moments set to music? Really? In less than 8 minutes, I can listen to a single track and shift my entire mindset and mood? I guess when music is set to the universal frequency of 432 hertz, anything is possible. If you're stuck, stagnant, or need a shift, get your album 8 now at 432shift.com.
Join me, Maggie Chula, on Mondays at noon Eastern for Mastermind with Maggie. Let's work together in a mastermind. We can resolve life's problems and create goals for the future. Build action steps empowering you to create your life in partnership with your divine source of light, your soul. Manifesting your goals can be simple and easy, so come with your problems and leave with a plan. The Akashic Master Teachers and I are waiting to help you.
Welcome back to The Cat Show. Up next, we have Nico. Nico is a member of the Shelter Pet Group.
That's right. A group known especially for their sunspot sleeping, ball chasing, leg rubbing, and of course, companionship. Just look how she struts.
It's like she owns the place.
And see how she curls up and cuddles her person.
The pitch on her purring is simply perfect.
Nice one.
Fantastic cat. But really the best way to know an amazing shelter pet like Nico is to meet one.
Visit theshelterpetproject.org today. Adopt.
Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
I always wonder, did Nico win the award there?
I just love that commercial so much.
Well, how does work look like? Like, you can't put it on them anywhere.
Oh, I would totally give my cat some words.
I think they do receive them every day. No, actually, funny enough, mine is Brink. Brink got up and dinged the prosperity hand again for today's show, so I thought that was a really great time to kick this off.
That's awesome.
The prosperity show. So, yes. So we have a really short but effective, I believe it's super effective, song we're going to play. And just listen to the words. We'll come back to it. We're going to let everybody just soak in the vibration, soak in the attention, hear the words, feel the words, and then we'll break it down and go through it right after this.
I have no fear about my money. I understand my wealth. I love my abundance. I accept my riches. I'm grateful for all of my treasures. I won't run away. I will face my money to have clarity. I won't be ignorant and assume. I will work in tandem as my energy creates the wealth that's equal to my efforts. I won't be a victim. I will not judge others. And I will take responsibility for my earning and spending potential. I feel energized to earn. I feel abundant to share. I feel educated to invest. I feel deserving to save. And I feel confident to spend. I love how my money looks to me.
I can feel that shift. Like immediately.
I love it. I've been listening to it a lot in the last 24 hours, but I really love it.
I want to walk through some of the words on that one. I want to share. So we talked about this before, but I think it needs to be talked about again. Whenever I feel that the world, like seriously, when I really believe that myself included, just the whole world needs something, I really do sit with it, and I hear all the conversations in my mind about what a person could be saying. Because as a coach, I listen to a lot of what people say, and there's a lot of perspectives. There's a lot of woven history of where their beliefs are coming from and where their fears are coming from and where their confidence is coming from. And so when I sat down, I kind of picked out 5 money personalities, not by choice. I mean, it's not like I'm consciously choosing them. I sit down, and I'm sitting in the rocking chair, actually, from when I was a little girl. And I was sitting there rocking, and I could hear what different people have thought about money everywhere from the ignorance of money, which is fine. Sometimes you just don't know what you don't know, right? The ignorance of money, meaning they just think it just shows up, which it can just show up, but there's a little bit more involvement to it. And there's some people who fear it, or some people that push it away, or some people that it just attract it like crazy, and so it just means something different. And each time I walked through that personality, I could hear that conversation, and it would come up with these like power statements or lines or just any kind of statement. And that's where they all come. And then I sent it to Michelle, and Michelle graciously and perfectly just puts it with the right sounds and the right vibration. Like, did you feel that when you were putting the words to it, Michelle, like that, the notes and stuff? Do you feel like
absolutely.
Yeah, so when you're doing it, what
really
was it? What was it
to this?
Yes. And was there a vibe, a vibration that you specifically were aligned to the most, or just all of it? Like, did you feel?
I think I really like the power statements of it. Like, I love that it's coming from a place of choice and not a place of scarcity. And I really, really love, like, I feel energized to earn and abundant to share and educated to invest. That was a really cool line. I thought, and deserving to save. Because, like, I realized, like, I love spending. I have no problem spending, and money comes to me in weird ways. I mean, my whole life's weird. But then I really loved, because I would have never thought about that. I feel educated to invest, and I feel deserving to save. I was like, oh, that's really good. Because saving has never been a massive strong suit of mine, but I would like to be so abundant that it's not an issue. And I just loved it. Like, I listened to it, and for me, I've, you know, clearly listened to many meditations and affirmations, and I've read plenty of books on this subject. But what I really liked about what came to you is this, I felt, first of all, I liked that it's short, because you know me, again, I like that it just got straight to it. And these are really good, powerful statements. And it felt very tangible, too. I think that's what I liked about it, that I'm like, this is tangible. Like, this is just something that I can say and feel and know and become part of my reality.
You know what? I love that you actually felt that you picked out. We're the perfect two people that are slightly different but have the same core values. Because, you know, what's funny is I wrote this before thinking, okay, how does it – what does that mean for me? Because this was a universal feeling for me at first to write this. The I feel educated to invest. Do you know that today, like right now sitting here, that is something, see, I'm going to share this with everybody. I had made investments in the past that really, ooh, they were ouchy. They were not good. They turned out not so positive on the money aspect. And I was afraid. I was afraid to invest, not because, and you know what, you can be educated and still invest in something and felt that you've done everything you could to look it up and research it and feel positive about it, and then it just doesn't go that way. I mean, that just happens sometimes. However, I really blamed myself for a long time and said, I was stupid. I'm not smart enough. I don't understand it. I'll get ripped off. Or, like, I had all those beliefs. And I think when we can come up to say, whether you are or you're not, I feel educated to invest, that is a confidence. Like, at the end, it says, I feel confident to spend. I mean, investing is spending, but when you spend, you spend. It's okay. You're not going to make any money. When you invest, your hopes are, your intention is to make more money. And I think those two are really coupled nicely. I feel confident to spend because I also feel educated to invest. And I think there's balance. And one more tiny thing, because I love this so much that you said about saving. When I married young, and we studied money a little bit, like how to manage money, what to do with money. And my ex-husband was the first one to teach me and learn with me that the importance of saving 10%. Whatever you do with it, however it is, even in my time of struggle, if I could save a dollar, I put that dollar away, because it's that I deserve to save. I'm deserving of it, because if I have to give it all away, I'm going to feel like nothing.
But that is so important, because, like, for me, I just realized this yesterday. It was so funny, because I am the type that if there is food in front of me, I think my cat Scott is the same way, but I can't leave anything on the plate. Like, I can't. I feel like I have to eat everything on my plate, and I kind of feel like that about money, and it doesn't matter what I make. I, like, gotta spend it, which is, in one way, that's like, I was actually talking to my mom about it yesterday, because I thought it was an interesting realization. And then she was like, well, you know, it's all flow. So if there's no lack of flow, because you still want to be spending as well. But I just thought it was so interesting. Mm-hmm. So I was like, oh, yeah, because I really feel like I have to. And it's just more funny, because it doesn't seem to matter what I make, but it could be lots or a little. And it's like the same, got to finish what's on my plate. And so, which is weird, because I was not raised that way, that you have to finish on your plate. That's just totally my own creation. But I just thought that was interesting.
I think it's funny that you said that about Scott, because Scott, the cat, is like that. He is like, what?
That's how he got sick.
A scent of a crumb?
He has to eat everything, like anything. It's crazy. It's funny. I just thought that was kind of interesting.
Well, it's good to see it's funny that you're talking to your mom, because your mom can help with the insight and just give you a different angle on that. Because we all have these ways, like, why do we think that? What is it? And I love the word, the flow, because you're thinking, oh, I want it to keep recycling. And that, like, if you, maybe you feel, oh my goodness, I have no idea. But maybe if your understanding or your definition of saving could be, have a mindset makeover. Maybe, like, anybody out there who's like, oh, I can't save, maybe it's just because what they believe saving means or is not the one that's going to work with their vibration. It's not alignment to them. Maybe saving to them means, like, you know, I'll put it on my mattress. That's, yeah.
Well, that's what I love, though. I really, really love these lines. I feel energized to earn. I feel abundant to share. I feel educated to invest. I feel deserving to save. Love that, deserving. And I feel confident to spend. I have noticed my confidence to spend is totally fine, but it's gone.
You bought a Chevy on that one.
But also, I realized, you know why this is another difficult, this is a taboo subject. Like, there's lots of money. There's lots of books about it. There's lots of everything. But people, friends, we don't talk about it. You know, it's everybody, like people, and that's probably fine. Like, it's fine to not talk, but it is sort of talking about money is, even though it's the big thing that like still runs our world, it's kind of a taboo subject. So I'm really happy we did two shows on it, because I think so much of it, we may have beliefs about that too, of that we don't want to talk about it or don't want to change our paradigm because we're so used to it, you know?
Well, in our last show, you had brought this up about how the money system and how currency works is really truly our belief system. And the line in there that I brought up, let's see, Jessica, I just got to remember this. Okay. I will work in tandem as my energy creates the wealth that's equal to my efforts. I actually, when that line came to me, that was so crazy, because all the people who I could picture, not an actual person, but the type of personality who believes money should just be there for them because they exist. You know what I mean? Like the people, like there's efforts to be put out. There's serving to be done. Like we, you know, there is serving to be done, whether it's through creation, whatever your skill is, there is serving to be done. And it's not about looking at others. When I say in that line about not judging others, that comes from looking at someone else and says, well, they don't deserve it because they didn't do anything. Well, we don't know that they didn't do anything or not, or
well,
it's
so
not
too,
about anybody else, your money situation.
It's never about anyone else. And it's all your ability to receive and attract, and I mean, we can go even way deeper with that. It also goes to what, you know, part of what our soul has chosen to experience this time. Like, you can go really deep end on this, but I do think, but we can also change it, because that's one of the beautiful things about being on this planet. We do have choice and we can change. And if we don't like something, because some people are perfectly happy, they don't want a lot and they're happy not having a lot because that works for them. But if it's not working for you, then you can change it. And I think that's the exciting thing.
Oh my goodness! Is that us? That's our commercial?
Yes!
Holy doodle! Okay! All right, when we come back, I actually have a really cool thing I just thought about then, not thinking it was commercial time. Okay. Right back.
The best of holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Every Tuesday on Living with Moxie, join Shefali Burns and Donna Martouge in conversations designed to take you to the next level, where we highlight ideas, resources, and strategies that provide you with the leverage you require to meet and exceed your business and personal goals. Each week on Living with Moxie, we will lead conversations related to success, achievement, fulfillment, and extraordinary, vibrant living. Are you ready to live with Moxie? Join us.
This is the sound of salmonella gyrating on your undercooked chicken. And it looks like mom might be taking it out a little early. Don't let salmonella get funky with your chicken. On average, 1 in 6 Americans will get a foodborne illness this year. So use a thermometer to cook each type of meat to the right temperature. Keep your family safe at foodsafety.gov. Brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council.
I have to tell everybody, my clock froze, and I kept thinking that was so off guard. Okay, Michelle, you said something so very, very important. I want to highlight this. And I know you didn't say the words, but this is what the vibration came through to me was, everybody's through. Oh, you were saying about some people don't need a lot of stuff. Some people, everybody has a different need or desire, what they want and what they don't want. Here's a perfect, oh my gosh, perfect story example. I'm going to use the word circumstances. And this is why. Stages of life, circumstances, lifestyle. You know what? I have a girlfriend right now. She is, her children just got to go off to university, and she is now, we'll call it the empty nest, but she's picking up and moving to Vietnam. So I said, oh, you don't need to worry.
Wow.
You do not need to worry about empty nest because you're getting rid of the nest. Right? So, and for me, I actually am in super nesting mode. I want the most biggest, fun, entertaining, adventurous nest because I have two cats that I just adore. And but if I didn't have those, that's a circumstance. When I didn't have them and when I will not have them, my life will be different again. So your definition of abundance, I also believe, ties in strongly to your circumstances of life. Where you may want to live in a city at some point because you work in the city. Mm-hmm. But if you didn't work in the city, you'd be like, no, I'm a country girl. You know, it's like all these things.
Yeah, and there are different stages and different tastes and different, like, you know, some people being, like, this is really weird. I find strange about myself because I'm really, really sensitive, but I feel comfortable in big cities. And it's, which doesn't, you would think that I would be better in a smaller place. That
you need emotion. No, see, you can't save. Everything has to be in flow for you. That's right. That makes sense to me completely.
I mean, it really kind of does. I remember one time we were with my family. It was really funny, though. We were up in Tofino, up in the northern part of Vancouver Island, and it's gorgeous and amazing. And, like, our neighborhood where we live here is really, really loud. And my husband Ben was laying there, and then he goes, "It's so quiet. It's too quiet." Like, he weirded out by how quiet it is. I'm like, why? Because we don't have a dump truck waking us up and, like, people yelling. But it was like a weird adjustment to how serene and beautiful and how quiet it was. Like, it was almost hard to sleep with how quiet it was, which was so funny. Like, just what your body will get used to. That has nothing to do with what we're talking about, but just different places.
No, it does. It does.
Because circumstances because
what the body, yeah. You feel uncomfortable.
But you're right about the stages of life.
Say,
totally.
And wouldn't you say that abundance, like I have to say, abundance really is a perception. And I think that's where we're coming from with that. And
oh, absolutely.
I remember when I used to, yeah. And I remember trying to stop sleeping. I used to sleep with a fan. And when you don't, you're like, oh my God, the silence is so loud. Ah! But that's a comfort.
It's true,
and you feel
though.
Comfortable. Yes. And so when you can actually see you, oh my gosh, here's an example. So here you are, this beautiful place, very quiet, very serene. And maybe that wouldn't make you feel so abundant and in the flow and exchanging and that richness kind of thing. However, to other people that they might need that nice and down. So exactly what you're saying about stages.
Oh, we loved it. We did love it. Yeah, no, you're totally right about it. But that situation was is very much needed to get out of here sometimes, for sure. But no, I totally agree with you, like how everybody recharges in different ways. But I do need to get out. Like, in my perfect world, I would live in multiple places. So, but you know what you just said, perception. Perception kind of defines abundance because, say my example, a lot of people could have been like, they could think it was so terrible to have to get a new rug, a new duvet, a new this, like it's just all these things, like, oh, now I got to go get this, and it's so lame. And for me, I was like, this is awesome. And, you know, everything is perception. And, you know, that, like you said, stages. Actually, the rug we got was it's too big, but I'd rather it be too big than too small. But then I realized, I was like, because this sounds absurd, but we're talking about abundance and all that stuff. And I was like, oh, well, maybe it's just too big because it's meant for the house we're moving into. So that's why it's too big. The house is bigger. And so I just thought, I'm like,
yes!
I think it's perfect for the dining pavilion because I talk about this outdoor dining pavilion all the time. But I'm creating it. I'm manifesting it.
And I love it.
I'm already
waiting for my invitation in the mail for this outdoor dining pavilion. But I know because I believe it exists already. I'm already picking my outfit out. And you know I'm going to ask you to shop for my outfit because you love shopping.
Oh, I do love shopping. I love online shopping, which is hilarious. But it's so funny. And the funny, you said at the beginning of the show, you don't know what you know. What is it? You don't know what, you said something like basically you don't know what you don't know.
You don't know.
And I remember one of my really wonderful, amazing friends, Cindy,
she introduced me what an outdoor dining pavilion was, because like she's this amazing decorator and everything she does is fabulous and incredible. And then I was like, I need an outdoor dining pavilion. And then this became my main motivation for what I can see in our future home. And I mean, that's part of manifesting, visualizing, and when you're having fun with it, when it's not like, oh, I want this, but it doesn't seem possible. It's like when it's exciting and you create, because what I love about thinking about the dining pavilion is that it's not super practical. You don't need it. You can totally live without it. It's not like, oh, I can't wait to have a really top of the line washing machine. I just don't care. But this, I want something absurd that's beautiful outside.
And you know, I think that's what abundance is recognizing what you personally want and what will, like you said, it's about environment, it's about perception, it's about our belief system, it's about aligning with those and having the courage and confidence and knowing that you deserve to say out loud and speak your heart and mind about what it is you want. Which brings me, Michelle, because we had so much fun in our last show. We really did. And just the way everything has worked since 1 week ago today, our program that we've just designed because of this, based on this, building the million dollar you. That takes, first of all, when you build anything, you sit down, you wrap it. Okay, what is it I want? Okay, then you tell somebody, like another expert, and they say, okay, well, if you want this, we're going to have to do it this way. And then somebody else comes in and tweaks it, says, well, you can't build that over there because this is over here and you got to move it over there. And then you go through your permits, which is, of course, what is a permit? A permit is permission. Permits are permission that you can do this. So we need to do all these things for ourselves. We have to list our wants and needs. Then we get to lay out a kind of a look, like a floor plan of what this happens. And remember the dream bottle? So when Michelle and I first started, we called our program Rescue My Dream because we were really rescuing our own dream. And magically, this really cool, I love green glass, and a giant green glass bottle appeared. Did I have room for a giant green glass bottle in my house? Probably not. Did it have a – no. Did I even know what I was going to do with it? No. But I figured that Michelle and I could at least first start writing down our dreams and putting them into this glass bottle. We could, you know, sing to it, do a vibration to it. But we wanted to invite all of you to share with us your dream, that I will handwrite your dreams out and put them into this green glass bottle as part of the Building the Million Dollar You program. So it's an invitation to everybody right now. So 432shift.com. Yeah, and go on the thing that where should we have them go? No, wait, Michelle, where should we have them go to do that? Like, give me the best option for them. I have no idea what they might
The best option is just to go to 432shift.com, and then you can just either write a message on the subscribe or write us a message on contact and just say you'd like to add your dream to the dream bottle.
Dream.
I love this idea. You know what's exciting about it?
I know.
What? I was just going to say, what's super exciting about it is it's also so important for us to share. Like, when we have a dream, you don't want to share it with people that may not have your best interest, but when you share it with people that all want the best for you, that just raises the vibration, and then everyone's collectively thinking that and wanting it for you, and therefore it manifests faster. So because it's just a positive, and your dream could be anything. It could be because you want a dining pavilion. It could be you want to get healthier from a disease. It could be you want to have a baby, a new car. It doesn't matter. Like, it could be as small or as big as you want, but I mean, I love this idea. I might be emailing us a bunch to get – I want all the wishes in there.
Please do. Actually, you know what?
I was just going to say a really easy way, because I just realized this. Everybody can just write us. It's very simple. radio@432shift.com. But still, go to the website.
Okay.
Everybody
has to write us actually there, because of what you just said, Michelle. When one starts, it's synergy. One starts, another person starts, and everybody's holding this. You know what it is? You know when you have a fair that comes to town?
This is such a crazy analogy. I'm going to say it.
A fair comes to town. You see a board out there that says, you know, your town's fair is coming this time, and then everybody really holds it. You can feel, you don't even have to go to the fair, but you can feel that excitement, the carnival, the lights, the music, everything that's created, that's a vibration. And you can feel that in the air, and then it just has that whole amusement theme to it. So this is really where this bottle, this green glass bottle. I will post a picture. I think we actually have one from when I first got it. We should do it before and after. And my goal is, ready, Michelle? I know you're going to share this goal, so I'm already going to say it's our goal. We're going to fill this bottle. It's a big bottle, everybody, so we need a lot of wishes and
a
lot of dreams.
It's a big bottle.
But let's fill it. Okay, let's do it.
Let's
do
fill
it. Fill this bottle.
The thing is, everybody, there is not one of us on the planet that doesn't want something. Even if it's like, I want a cheeseburger for lunch, who cares? Send it in. Anything. We all have dreams. We all have desires. It can be huge. It can be little. It can be something that you think is nothing. But if it's important to you, then it's important. And that's all that matters. And I think that's a big thing that we're trying to promote all the time through this show is that,
yes,
don't judge yourself for what you dream. Your dreams could be huge and they could be seemingly small, but if they're big to you, they're big to you, and that's all that really matters. And even if they seem ridiculous to other people, it doesn't matter. It's if they're important
it
to you
matter.
So let's make all our dreams important to all of us, and then we can all see it together.
Yeah, we're going to fill those bottles. We're going to post that picture and put it out there. And just so everybody knows, make a note that you'd like to keep it private or not to worry about it, but we will never say anybody's name on air. We can maybe share just the dream if you want. But otherwise, yeah, just want to let you know confidentiality is key here. But just know that it doesn't matter because vibration is vibration. And once we do it, and we can actually even play that song when we fill the bottle. As we're filling it, we will just continue to play the vibration in the song and have, oh my goodness, the prosperity hen. We can ding it every time too. So there's going to be so much done to your dream here. Like it's going to get a mindset makeover of its own.
A dream makeover.
No, but I think between the, with all that we're talking about for any kind of mindset shift, whether it's about anything, like this is about abundance, this is about wealth, this is about money, we don't want anybody to hide about the conversation. Share with somebody who's comfortable, like with us, or you know, somebody that you know or an expert who can help you with your money situation. And if you are in a low vibration about it, really recognize it and turn it around. What is possible?
And exactly. And sometimes... Oh, we're going to go to a commercial. Oh, goodbye.
I knew it was coming.
There you go.
Okay.
We laugh at everyone.
Turn around when we come back. I think we do. We think it's funny.
Connecting you with the best of the conscious minds in the world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM. Have you ever wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free today at AscendingHearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
Circle of Hearts Radio is a sanctuary on the airwaves. Join me, Grandmother Elia, in the circle on Sunday, 2 p.m. Eastern, as I share information to both enlighten and nourish your soul.
So I'm a cat, and I just moved in with this new human. And she's got this little toy she's always playing with all day long. Tap, 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 bloop, bloop. She can't put it down. There it is. Oh, and get this. She even talks to it. Last week she asked it for Chinese. And guess what? Egg rolls showed up like magic. Humans have cool toys.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Okay, I won't talk about the cat commercial. However, did you hear the commercial about
Ascending
Hearts?
You still addressed it.
I did, well, kind of.
By not talking about it, you still said it.
I love them all. But you know what's really funny is that when you, I'm thinking about vows, or when you make a promise to somebody else and you say, I share with you, you know, my life, my value, my body, when you marry, you're like marrying them, and you want to, I think you almost have to, don't you? Don't you have to almost, you have to recognize your value when you're going to share it with somebody. Otherwise, you're kind of just stealing from somebody else, right? Like I would assume, I'm just making this
off of and saying it. But in recognizing our own value to be able to share it with somebody, I think that's really neat, because that's, again, we're back to the wealth. Like, you, it's a respect, it's a value, it's an honoring, and that does come with money. And you want to feel good about every aspect of yourself. And I even have a quote line from my favorite book. You know, my favorite book, Happy Pocket Full of Money, is money is the body of value. I love it. But really, so the quote is, money is the body of value. Like, how cool is that? Money is the body of value. So when you have value and you recognize and honor your value, then we want to make it into a physical concept, like a body of it, a body of water, a body of money, right? And so I was just realizing that. So the better we feel about ourselves, the more we lift, heighten, you know, expand the value of which we see ourselves, how we feel about ourselves, we will therefore increase the body, the mass in science, mm-hmm. well, mass of our money. And I think that's actually really cool when you think about that.
You know, I love that. I think that's absolutely amazing. And the weird part is that, you know, when you're feeling low, you just want to feel lower about it, and it gets worse, but that's the last thing you should be doing. So that's why these little shifts, which we talk about, because really, you can apply this to money, you can apply it to relationship, you can apply it to health, you can apply it to everything. But when you are feeling really low, actually, Lisa and I just talked about this morning in regards to, like, say you're fed up with something and you're like angry, that is better than feeling low and depressed, because that that there'll be action out of it. When you're like, I can't live like this anymore, I don't want to live paycheck to paycheck anymore, this is not working for me, it's kind of a fuel. You don't want to stay in that vibration, but you do want to honor it, because that will give you inspired action. And the best thing, say, and I mean, I've been here a million times, so this is not a foreign subject to me, but when you are in that low place of like, why me? How's this happening again? I hate myself that I made all those bad decisions. And, you know, the little violins and everything starts playing, because you can get used to that story. But the best thing to do in that moment, because if you stay in that vibration, you're going to just keep, and I know this again from personal experience, just going to keep perpetuating it. And then you'll get in some crazy bill, and then something like all these things will just get worse. But if that one moment, if you start to feel anything that can make you shift, and again, it can be all those small things, it can be taking a walk, kissing a pet, doing anything, it will, even a slight change in your vibration, there's always pet kissing and anything that will make you feel better.
You know what, the area when you go into blame, poor me, victim, desperation, you become hopeless, and there's no action. I love what you said, inspired action, because when you are hopeless, no hope, that there's no action, there's no inspiration of action. But when you go into at least moving upward, like, I won't accept this, and I can't do that, and I won't, there's a bit of a fuel, like you said, like a passion. Oh, a perfect time for me to share my favorite thing that I love sharing. I talk about this in nutrition all the time, because it is about, my thing is dating your diet, so it's falling in love. And a lot of people think the opposite of love is hate. Well, it absolutely is not. It's indifferent. Indifferent means to not care, to not have any involvement. It's almost like hopeless in a weird way, whereas hate is still fueled by a passion. Love is a passion. So you kickstarted off with I won't have this anymore, and then boom, you're fueled. Let's flip it into what's possible. Then we flip that over into, oh my goodness, that's possible, oh, this is possible, how about that? And then we build confidence and value, and then boom, body of money shows up. Yippee.
And then it's an amazing formula, and the best part is that it just feels better. It feels better to be excited about stuff, and it doesn't matter. You could have – it's like when you send out 100 resumes, but you end up getting a job, but it's not even one – you get a job, someone just calls you and offers you a job, but you did send out 100 resumes. But you did put that action, because you may not have got that call had you not sent out those 100 resumes. Like, nothing's wasted. It's like coming up when you brainstorm, especially for – you know, the entrepreneurial types, which Lisa and I know, we constantly have ideas. Does it mean they all work? No. Does it mean that, or maybe some of them work down the line, but we get really excited and we make lots of ideas, but that's exciting. And it's like the brainstorming aspect of it. And I really think it's the same to getting the job, because you have to put that energy out there. Does it mean everything works?
That is so okay. I want to highlight it again, because it was amazing what you said. I'm so glad you always bring up. You're so good at bringing these things up. That is so true. A lot of times we'll say, "Well, I did this and this and this," And you're like, yeah. Well, it didn't work. No, it did work. Where? Oh, it worked over there. But that's not what I did. Oh, yes, it is. Like, I'm having a double conversation with myself here. But to show everybody, that's the conversation mm-hmm. we have oftentimes if we're stuck in that, no, it didn't work. I did all this and nothing worked out. But then it does somewhere else. It's putting it out there. Keep riding the wave mm-hmm. of fuel. If that's what you're saying. Oh, I'm so happy you said that. How many times have I called you? And you say that. You
highlighted that. But it's so true,
like,
though.
Oh, yeah.
But we run into this, like Lisa and I run into this constantly in this, like our business in the past 2 years, that we would have done something. Like we went down memory lane the other day and we were kind of laughing at all the stuff we've done. But then we were like, we use a lot of it. We're like, oh, that song was for this and didn't use it. So we'll use it over here. So it's like, oh, that was really beautiful artwork for there. So it's sometimes something you may put all this work and all these eggs into one basket. And then maybe that basket doesn't hold those eggs, but there might be a better basket somewhere else. So it's just,
gotcha.
I think it's having that inspired action. It's just a much better, and it's part of the river too. An idea is part of the flow. You want to be in the flow, so you don't want to stop those ideas. And, you know, they might not all stick, but that also doesn't matter. Better than just feeling sorry for yourself.
You know, I'm really glad again that you brought up about something about memory lane. Do you know, I think this is a great thing to have all the listeners right now. Schedule an appointment. This is going to be fun. I'm going to have everybody set a date with themselves. A date with themselves to go through memory lane, whatever. Maybe you have a box of your photo album. Maybe there's notes in your phone, because I think it's all fun. And you go, oh my gosh, remember that note that I wrote, you know, in the notes, you know, the section of your phone, the notes section, or an email or whatever it is. Because when you go through memory, I want everybody to take stock of, do an inventory of things they have started, thought about starting, accomplished, and go through those things and say, well, how can I repurpose this? Or where was I when I was thinking about that? Because another great thing about going down memory lane is when you see where you were at some point, but you realize, A, you're either not there anymore, or B, you're somewhere better. Or if you slid backwards, you go, ooh, you know what? I need to, again, recalibrate, reset, do a makeover. So I think memory lane, I would love all of our listeners. And if anybody wants to share any of that, come again, do radio@432shift.com. Email us. Let us know what your shift or your memory lane, you know, observing moment was that you thought, I really have changed, or I really could repurpose this. Or maybe we can even help you. Maybe there's something that you've thought about and you don't know what to do with it, but you think there's value to it. You're like, there's value to this. And I could turn it into something, but I just don't know what or where or how. Share it with Michelle and I. We would love to see it and be able to see if there's a piece somewhere it fits into our lives, somewhere we know or connect. But we love that, don't we, Michelle? We love connecting and repurposing.
Oh, I love. I mean, repurposing is like one of my favorite pastimes, just with things as well. But, you know, it's so funny, Brett, because we did not know we were going to talk about going down memory lane today. And what did I do yesterday for 7 hours? I decided I had to redo my music website. And I was totally in memory lane all night. I was listening to songs from my first band in like 2000, and well, actually it started in 99. And I was listening to all this stuff, and I was like, oh, I still like this song. And some songs I'm like, ooh, get that off here. And then other ones I'm like, oh, this is really cool. But it was fun to go through it. And then today I feel all new, because I had wanted to change that website for a long time. And then now I was like, oh, that's really cool. But it was kind of fun going through all of it. And I was like, oh, you know, I really like that. I'm glad, like, you just get, and also too, you get to see your body of work, because sometimes, you know, we've all done something, and it's easy to be like, oh, what have I done with my life? You know, when you're feeling sorry for yourself.
And seeing
as
now,
listen, you're like, oh, it's great.
And seeing as now you do like your new website, I would like to personally invite everybody to come check her out. Find more about Michelle. Like, she's walked through the memory lane. She's taken out what she doesn't like. She's put it in there what she likes. So it's Michelle Carter Music, correct? Yes.
That's it. Oh, my God. Thank you for the plug. I wasn't even intentionally doing it. Oh, it is a .com. Yes, it's a .com.
MichelleCarterMusic.com. Well, I want everybody to know about you and all the kinds of music, because Michelle just doesn't do this music. She does, and you know there's going to be a cat on there. All right, I'm going to do a spoiler alert. but and the things, and I think that, yeah, so let's, when we're talking about people and their money, their value, turning into one thing to the next, currency exchange, we'll call it. Please, everybody, visit Memory Lane. And if it's too painful, if it doesn't make you feel good, recognize that right away and say, you know what, I'm not safe enough to go down memory lane. So look at something that you're really happy about right now, or something that you would like to experience that makes you happy in your dream world, in your future. And if you're that person who sat down to go down memory lane and said, oh, nope, not comfortable, don't like it, then you know what? You are the person we do want to hear your dream, because we really, really want to help you move into that vibration. So if you are that person, you have to write to us now.
And you know, it's beautiful, because we've all went through, there's not really a person that hasn't went through some hard times at some point in their life. The best part to know when you feel you've really healed a difficult time is when that memory no longer serves a trigger. Like, it can be there, be like, oh yeah, that happened. And you're like, it sucks, but you're not right there, and you don't feel like throwing up thinking about it. It's like, oh, it's so awful. And I really realized that last night, because I've had some heavy situations attached to some of my musical stuff. And I was just, and I was not, all of that was gone. None of it mattered. And I was like, wow, that's probably why I didn't do it till right now. Cause it just didn't matter. All the bad contracts or whatever, or this person did made this happen. It just was irrelevant. It was like, oh, this is cool. Okay. I'm excited what I'm working on in the future too. I like that. Like, it was just so different. And that to me was a sign that, oh, okay, maybe those pieces are healed. And you know, not all of them. Of course,
well, I want to celebrate your healing then.
Stuff till I'm 90.
Well, I do want to celebrate your healing and your recognition of that. Yes, we want to celebrate everybody's healing, and we want to support everybody's dream. So radio@432shift.com. We are here for you. We'll see you next Monday. Bye, Michelle.
Yay.
Thank you.
Yay. Bye, Lisa. Thank you.
Bye. Bye.